Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People. And so I don't know anything about space or stars or asteroids or anything. So we thought we'd go to an expert, and that's what we have right here on WTSC. Hold on one second. Are you there, Dr. Larson?
I am here.
All right. Dr. Christine Larson, physics and astronomy professor at Central Connecticut State. Good morning to you. Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm well, and I'm not worried at all about this asteroid.
Okay. I mean, I figured, so asteroid 7482, how many million miles is it coming close to the Earth? Like, what is it?
It's like 1.2 million. It's about five times further away than the moon. So today, just before 5 p.m., go outside with your favorite beverage, face south, and wave hello and goodbye.
Will you actually be able to see it?
No, it's going to be, I mean, but it'll be there. It'll be there. But no, there are people on the online saying, oh, go take your telescope and go look at it. But even if you could see it with it, you can see it with telescopes, but it just appears as a little tiny point moving relative to the star. So I'm sure there'll be pictures of it online that people can look at.
So listen, and again, you know, I'm a layperson on this, as is just about everybody listening. Why does it even make news when an asteroid comes a million miles from the Earth?
Well, we want to know everything that's in our space, right? I mean, you know, pun intended. We definitely do not want some large asteroid sneaking up on us like happens in the movies, right? So astronomers have been diligently watching the skies and making sure we kind of know every asteroid that gets in our personal space, and we plot their orbits and make sure that they don't really pose a threat to us.
So before I get into the how close is too close, you brought up the movies, and you know, I saw Don't Look Up. I don't know if you, did you see it?
I loved that movie.
Really?
Absolutely loved it, yeah.
We'll get into it. I just thought maybe it could have been a little more clever. It was a little too obvious to me, but I thought that I love DiCaprio and I love Jennifer Lawrence and Meryl Streep, so I was happy to watch it. And it had a little bit of a Doctor Strangelove kind of ending.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, how, forget about the environmental commentary, but from a space commentary, like, how likely is something like that to happen? Like, is one in 1.2 million? Like, I mean, is that never going to happen?
Well, in science, we never like to say the word never, right? Because we're scientists and we like to be precise. But it's not something that keeps me up at night that something that's a planet killer like that is going to hit us. You know, the last one that size that hit us was, again, as they mentioned in the movie, about 65 million years ago with the dinosaurs.
Right.
But even smaller ones could, you know, hypothetically take out a city, and that would not be great. Your listeners might think back to 2013 when a meteoroid exploded over Russia and it was captured on all these dash cams.
Right.
And it blew out a lot of windows and actually injured some people. And that one was only about 60 feet wide. So it doesn't have to be really large to get the insurance companies interested and to, you know, hurt some people. But a large planet killer, that's not on my list of things that keep me up at night.
Okay, we won't go through the laundry list of what does keep you up, but maybe we will, at least in the professional side of things. Dr. Christine Larson, by the way, have you ever been on the show? Because we love your energy and smarts here. Physics and Astronomy with Central Connecticut. Have you ever been on with us?
I have been on with you guys so many times.
Okay.
I love you guys. You always ask me great questions, and you're fun to talk to.
So how close is too close? Like, I mean, like, what would make you nervous?
Well, what would make me something this size, I mean, a mile wide asteroid, is something to definitely take seriously. And I'm glad we know its orbit very well and that it poses no threat to us. Personally, the ones that get closer than the moon are the ones that sort of make me perk up and go, oh, that's interesting. You're kind of getting in our space. But we've had asteroids pass by, you know, 40,000 miles, well above the atmosphere. But again, it's just good to know about these things. And you do know that NASA is actually going to test something similar to what Bruce Willis and the movies have done, trying to redirect an asteroid this year.
So they're going to try to hit it with like a missile?
No. We're going to actually crash a spaceship, a probe, about 7 by 7 by 9 feet wide. It's called DART, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, because, you know, scientists love acronyms. And there's this small asteroid with an even smaller moon going around it, and we're going to crash this intentionally into the moon at about 13,000 miles an hour, and it's going to change the orbit of that moon around the asteroid just a little tiny bit, but enough for us to know that it actually works as a technology.
So if you'll know it if it changes its trajectory by...
If the orbit of that little moonlet around the asteroid changes and we'll be able to measure that, we'll know that we can actually redirect a small asteroid. Now, the key is to discover it while it's still really far away, and that way we only have to nudge it a little tiny bit to make it go off course, and again, we can just wave as it goes by.
So do you know much about this new telescope that launched?
Oh, the James Webb.
Yeah.
Yeah, the James Webb, it's awesome. It's really sort of a nail biter as we've, you know, we had a safe launch and all the deployments look like they're going great. It's sort of, we call it the origami telescope because it had to be folded up to fit in the rocket. But no, I'm really looking forward to getting some data, as all astronomers are, getting back data from the Webb.
Now, this is where, like, my knowledge of fact, you know, meets the metaphysical, and I'm not sure how to handle it all. But from what the little that I read, it's sort of hopefully going to maybe see where, like, the universe is expanding in real time type stuff. Is that not accurate, or is that true?
What it's going to do is it's going to look out very far into the universe, and it's actually going to receive light that has been traveling for like 13 billion years and is just reaching us now. And so it's going to give us information about the first stars and the first galaxies. And actually, something that I've just thought of while you mentioned the Webb, the distance that this asteroid is passing by us today is about the same distance that the Webb is setting up its orbit. Jeez. So it's not that close,
right.
But, you know, it's sort of in the neighborhood.
Yeah, before I let you go, we got about a minute. We're talking with Dr. Christine Larson, professor of physics and astronomy at Central Connecticut State. You know, when you get asked about misconceptions about the average person in space or, you know, what you study, I mean, you must kind of have a little bit of a list of things. I mean, is there something you can share with us that the average person doesn't quite get?
I think the average person, one of the common misconceptions, and this is from pictures and textbooks, is a lot of people think that seasons are caused by the shape of the Earth's orbit around the sun. They think that we're physically closer to the sun in the winter and physically closer in the summer and farther away in the winter. But actually, it's the tilt of the Earth on its own axis. If you look at a globe of the Earth, a lot of times they're sort of tilted and you wonder why. It's because the Earth is actually tilted in space relative to its orbit around the sun, and that's what actually causes our seasons, not a changing distance between the Earth and sun.
All right, my head hurts. I don't even know if I get it, but I think I get it. But I don't want you to explain it again because then I'll miss weather. Doctor, will you come on again sometime? I appreciate it.
Anytime. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
All right. Dr. Christine Larson, physics and astronomy at Central Connecticut State. She just forgot more than we know. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.